Since he took office, President Trump has been bumping up against a document that's kind of hard to get around in this country, the Constitution. From his attempts to institute a travel ban for people from certain Muslim-majority countries to new challenges over his business interests, the questions of constitutionality keep coming. And tonight, a constitutional scholar will be digging into what this means for our democracy.
Robert McWhirter is that constitutional scholar. He's also a historian and the author of Bills, Quills, and Stills, an annotated, illustrated, and illuminated history of the Bill of Rights. And tonight at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe, he'll be giving a talk titled The Constitution versus Donald J. Trump. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with him recently about this presentation. He told her he thinks these kinds of constitutional challenges keep coming up when it comes to Trump because he doesn't understand the Constitution to begin with.
When you make a statement as a candidate that Donald J. Trump from this point is calling for a complete ban of Muslims into the United States, that goes to the very fabric of this country and our foundation in religious freedom. Religious freedom means freedom for everybody, Muslims, Jews, Christians. And to call for a complete ban directly conflicts the Establishment Clause of the United States Constitution. And that's simple stuff. This is high school government. Now, if Donald Trump is doing that as a tactic, then it's got some real problems. But if he's doing it because he profoundly doesn't understand the Constitution, well, that has its other set of problems.
But Donald Trump has not been the first president to be challenged on constitutional grounds and to lose. Like, he's lost in several courts now about that travel ban. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this is unique?
Well, yeah, presidents raise their issues, and they either lose or they don't lose. I mean, President Obama, for instance, who is a constitutional scholar, did lose often in the Supreme Court and the federal courts as well. But those arguments are in the bounds of the acceptable. Look, this is not fundamentally a Democrat or Republican issue. Let's take sanctuary cities, for instance. Many Democrats support them, not all. Many Republicans oppose them, not all. That's not the political issue. That's just a political dispute.
Yeah.
When Donald J. Trump comes in and says he is going to remove federal funding from sanctuary cities, that goes into a constitutional issue. The Constitution says that Congress decides where things are to be spent. The president is to execute them. The president of the United States, under the Constitution, can't just decide, I'm going to defund different programs that help local police officers that Congress has said can come in, unless, of course, Congress had delegated that power to the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, these decisions by the courts on the travel ban, on sanctuary cities, are coming out rather quickly and many times from very conservative Republican-appointed judges. This is Constitution 101.
What I wonder is, do you think, when these kind of challenges are cropping up so often, do you think that the conversation about the constitutionality of it sort of gets lost in all of the politics?
Of course, and that may be the point. If you create, for instance, this fiction that the media is biased and against you, you're playing to a group of people that just don't like what the stories say. And Donald Trump has shown as a very effective political tactic, at least for his base, that that fiction of a biased media is effective. Now what's the problem with that? The free press is to help the governed, not the governors. Justice Hugo Black in Sullivan versus New York, the free speech decision about actual malice, which Donald Trump says, oh, we're going to change the law so we can sue the New York Times. Well, first of all, Donald Trump can't change that law. It's got to be Congress that does it and has to pass through the courts. Well, what he wrote there is free press is for us, the people. It's not for the people who are our representatives. They run afraid of the press, and that's a good thing. Then Donald Trump's trying to turn that over, which raises profound constitutional concerns. This is not a simple political thing, and this should be something that Republicans and Democrats both together should worry about.
Mm-hmm. And you think this is different historically than many past presidencies, that this could change things for the future of our country?
It very much could. Look, there are today two presidents, in my opinion, that had the most profound changes in the way the Constitution works. The first is Abraham Lincoln. Between the Civil War, his response to the Civil War, and then later the passing of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, that era, which was ushered in, I would think, by Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address about, you know, all men are created equal, that was a profound change in the way the Constitution works, and that was a great change. The next president that came in and did it, not through much through constitutional amendment, but through legislation and then a court that accepted it, was Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the New Deal. This president could have a profound effect on the Constitution, mostly because of his violation of it. And if his attacks in the media continue, his lack of respect for basic constitutional norms like, well, we talk about the Emoluments Clause, banning Muslims, all these things that he loses in the courts, his lack of respect for the judges when he personally attacks judges who rule against him, those are profoundly troubling and a very dangerous time. And if he succeeds, and I don't believe that he will, but if he were to succeed in that, that would change the country for the worse.
I wonder, though, like we said, Donald Trump is not the first president to come up against the Constitution in court. And the courts are sort of doing their job here and pushing back on what he's proposing. But isn't that what the balance of powers is about? I think some would argue that that tension is healthy.
Oh, I think that tension is absolutely healthy. And that is the balance of power. But it hasn't been responded by a tweet attacking the judges individually for their decisions. His statements off the cuff about, oh, you know, the separation of powers thing's a problem. These are profoundly disturbing things, which I have never seen a president really do in the course of the history of the republic.
And so do you think that this will most profoundly change the country in terms of how the Constitution is perceived in the public eye or how the Constitution is actually carried out?
I think it has that risk, which is why I think it's important to speak out. Look, I'm a constitutional historian. And now's the time to really talk about this. And again, I have to reiterate, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an issue about the way we structure our republic and how it's going to be respected and our institutions.
All right. Robert McWhorter is a constitutional scholar and historian. Robert, thanks so much for coming in to talk to me about this.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.